Good morning. Coming up on 810 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our Ask the Expert segment, and we do have in studio Charles and Gary Skank of Skank Insurance. How are we doing this morning, gentlemen?
Doing great, James. Thank you.
Good deal. So what is our verse of the day?
James chapter 4, verse 7 reads, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." James chapter 4, verse 7.
All right. Very good. Thank you for that. Well, it's good to see both of you. It's on a kind of a chilly morning. It's going to be warmer today, but we're starting out cold. So,
James, that reminds me. That reminds me. I was in a group of people one day, and somebody was talking about cutting ice for the cows.
Sure.
And you know, I grew up, we had an axe, and we had to go out there and cut ice on the pond to so we could get water to the cows. And there was a Southern California girl in the audience, in the midst of all of us. And she said, "Well, I don't understand why you have to give chipped ice to cows." And I said, "Well, that's because that's the way we get ice milk."
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You know, no, I always thought they liked cubed ice. You know, they've kind of preferred that.
But, oh, you know, I don't know. But anyway, the Southern California girl didn't understand it. But.
That's great. I love it.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yep. Well, yeah, we have had some pretty nice weather this week. But yeah, we're back to frost is on everything this morning. So. I wasn't having it, but
it's pretty mild, really.
You know,
compared to a lot of winters.
I just don't understand. My car always, no matter what I do, it always ices up worse than any other cars. I feel. I think it's just it's because it's a red car. I don't know, something like that. But no, good deal. Good to, of course, have you guys in, and looking forward, I'm sure, to the weekend and everything.
Yeah.
Time of perhaps some relaxation and stuff after, you know, we're back into, I think, like a full speed ahead work week.
Yes, the holidays are behind us, and
Martin Luther King Day is behind us.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
we're, right. We have no excuses now.
Right.
No excuses.
That's wide open between now and Memorial Day or
all right. Yeah, where we might have, you know, President's Day or something in there, and I think that's just furniture sales. So,
that's right.
You know,
right.
That's all good. But hey, talking about we were chatting a little bit before we got in there about RMDs and what on earth is that? I couldn't even give you a definition of it. That's why you guys are here.
Okay. So when people you have an IRA. Individual retirement account.
Okay.
Once you get to a certain age, and right now the age is 72, you have what's called an RMD, which stands for required minimum distribution. And so you've been collecting all of this money in an IRA or a 401k or an employee sponsored plan all these years without paying taxes. And Uncle Sam says, okay, at this time, you've got to start taking income and you've got to start paying income taxes on those withdrawals. It's a required minimum distribution that people
so they
have
want
to
that
do.
Money. It's time for it to start coming out,
that's
unfortunately.
Right. That's
Even
right.
if you're not ready for it, it's got
that's
to come
right.
out.
And that money is sort of like a tax bomb that's going to go off. You're going to start paying those taxes, but it's just sort of been sitting there idle all these years. And now it's time to take it out. And Dad, there's some unique ways to take out an RMD that can sort of diffuse that tax bomb a little bit.
Right. So let's talk about how they figure an RMD first. An RMD, a required minimum distribution, if you have more than one IRA or more than one 401k or multiple accounts like that, we're talking about adding the total of those up, and they use the balance from 12/31 of the previous year. So the balance from 12/31 of the previous year, you add the total of those up, and IRS has a life expectancy table. And let's say, for example, I think it's 28 or 29, or I can't remember just exactly what it is, years at 72. And so you take that number, 28, let's say it's 28, and you divide it into, let's just say it's $100,000 for simplicity. What you're going to do, you're going to take out like about 3%, what you're going to take out. It'll be $2,800. Yeah.
Okay.
$2,800. And so you know, if your account is steadily earning money, your RMD will hardly drain the account in early years. Now, as you get older, your life expectancy is shorter. And so the number that they use to figure the RMD is a bigger number. And so then your RMD is bigger. But so you mentioned one thing you can do to offset the taxes that's involved with an RMD is if you give to charity. So your favorite charity, your church, maybe it's a Red Cross, maybe it's a Salvation Army, maybe it's whatever it is, 501c. If you ask the custodian of your IRA to make out the check payable to my favorite charity, then they will send you a check payable to my favorite charity that you can deliver to the charity. It meets the RMD requirement, but it's not taxable to you. So it's better than getting the RMD, paying taxes, and then giving money to the charity. And so and you could do that with $1,000 of your RMD or 100% of your RMD. And you could actually do it with more than just your RMD. I think in the new laws it's coming up like $50,000 is the max or something. But that's a good way to give money to your favorite charity without having to pay tax on it.
Yeah. So if you're giving money to a church or charity already out of one pocket, regular checking account, you can give it out of your IRA that you're having to take money out of already, and that will be income. It won't even be income. It will be as if it didn't even happen.
As far as income.
Yeah.
Goes.
Oh, that's great.
As far as showing up on your income taxes. And so sometimes these RMDs can put people in a different tax bracket and trigger more taxes for everything. And so this is a great way for people to structure their giving in a more efficient way.
Well, and so when people are taking money out of these RMDs, I mean, maybe just taking it out, like not the charity, for example, but is the tax paid on it at the time when it's taken out, or is it paid during tax time itself?
It could be either way. It depends on how you mark on the form.
Okay.
You could ask for them to withhold taxes, and they would send it in. And then when your taxes are calculated, if you've overpaid, you'll get a refund. If you've underpaid, you will still owe. But you could do it either way.
People okay. generally have some withheld
right.
when they select their RMD.
Well, and that would probably help avoid some surprises at tax time.
Too, yeah.
Because
right.
we don't like that.
But yeah. If you're giving that RMD to charity, you can mark it no taxes withheld because it will not be a taxable event.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. No, that's a really, really good tip.
Right.
That's
right.
Great.
I like to share that with our people. We have several people to take advantage of that.
Yeah, because so many people do, you know, they tithe or they give to charity or some kind of regular amount. So
right.
That's ideal.
Another thing that is happening is the age for RMDs for years and years, I don't know how long, but for a long time, it was age 70 and a half. And once you reach 70 and a half, RMDs were required. And a couple of years ago, they increased the age to age 72. And so now, starting this year, they've increased the age again to age 73. And I think life expectancies have increased since they originally set the date. And many times people complain when they have to take an RMD because they're having to pay those taxes and they really don't want to take the money out at that time. So for 2023, the starting age is 73. So that's good to know. That's recently came to pass through the Secure Act.
And when people do, how do they actually get noticed that, hey, you need to start doing this? Is it a letter that comes in the mail? How do they are notified?
Yeah, almost always the carrier will notify them. But even if they don't, it's incumbent upon you to make sure that you do that. Ignorance is not an excuse.
Sure. I mean, is there like a penalty? Like if you don't?
There is. Mm. There is. And so if you don't, let's say you're supposed to take out $1,000 and you don't, the penalty for years and years was 50%, would be $500 that you would pay to the IRS.
In addition to the taxes on that $1,000.
Yeah. You would take out $1,000, give $500 to Uncle Sam, and pay taxes on the $1,000. And so it was pretty severe. So now the penalties are actually decreasing to 25% from 50%.
With the new SECURE Act.
That's true.
Yeah.
And also they're saying that the penalty will be 10% if corrected in a timely manner. Which we don't have.
Is wonderfully vague. You know?
Yes, yes.
Welcome to the government.
Yes, I'm thinking that, you know, if you discover in January, oh, I didn't take it out by December, you know, maybe the penalty is 10% there, but we just don't have guidance on what that will be. So those are the two new rules around RMDs. So if you're 71 thinking that RMDs were right here at your door, it's actually age 73 now. Mm-hmm. And the penalty is decreased from 50% to 25%. So that's important to know.
Good deal. Well, anything else people should know about RMDs? I'm sure that if they have any questions, of course, you guys are just a call away.
Yeah. We deal with this all the time. And now we're past December, but we were helping people take RMDs right up till the end of the year.
Okay.
And, oh, I didn't get it done yet. Need to get that in. A lot of times people set it to come out automatically. You can do that in multiple ways. The most popular option we see is people take it out in November. A lot of times, you know, property taxes are due or Christmas shopping or different things like that. They need the extra funds. And so they just have it come to them in November. But you can have it come out as a monthly check, quarterly check, however you choose.
Yeah, just break it up whatever works for best for your situation.
That's right.
Good deal. Well, so yeah, once again, you know, people obviously said time has kind of passed for this, but hey, people do have questions and anything else.
So one more thing is that if you are still working and you have a 401k and you're over age, well, it'd be over age 73 now, you do not have to take an RMD.
Really?
So we've had people that are 75 plus and still working. They have a 401k. Normally, they'd have to be taking an RMD on that. But because they're still working, they do not have to take the RMD, which is a unique situation.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
No, learning a lot this morning.
But you can call our office, 620-331-8800. We help people solve problems like this and figure these things out, get it going to a charity or however they want to structure it all the time.
Excellent. Well, how about we take a quick break? We'll return with more here on our Ask the Expert segment on the Mighty 690. 828 here on the Mighty 690. We continue our Ask the Expert segment here on KGGF with Charles and Gary Skank. And guys, we were talking about age 73, but I seem to remember there was something about age 59 and a half. What exactly is that?
That's a Hallmark deal. Okay. They want to get a birthday card on age 59, and then 50. It's all about Hallmark and buying birthday cards.
That makes sense. That makes sense. You know, we got so Hallmark's a Kansas company, right? So we got to support them.
That's right. That's right. No, if you are still working at age 59 and a half, with most employers, if you have a 401k, with most employers, that money is eligible to be rolled out into an IRA, which a 401k and IRA are six of one, half a dozen the other. It's acts, walks and talks the same way tax-wise. So it remains tax sheltered. So you can roll that money out while you're still working.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, when you have your money with an employer, you're paying fees and your money's at risk, and there's really nothing you can do about it. You don't have any control over the amount of risk or the amount of fees that your money is experiencing. And so this is a way for you to get control of your money as retirement age becomes closer.
And by control, you're talking about protection.
That's right.
Protection from market declines, protection, because so many times, as we've seen in 08, people lose a lot of money and they thought they was going to retire, and they find themselves packing their lunch bucket and going back to work.
Yeah.
Because their 401k turned into 201k, and they had to go back to work. And so this gives them the opportunity to protect their money at this stage in life when they need it there.
That's right. And our phone rings. People call us when they turn 59 and a half, say, hey, I've got a, you know, something I can do that I've never been able to do in my working life. I can keep working and move my 401k.
Move, and maybe, Charlie, they just want to move part of it.
Yeah. They you just know. Want to make a portion of it safe. Whatever they want to help with, that's what we can do. And so now some people say, well, I have to leave some there. And they don't have to leave any. Hmm. As long as whatever is free, they can take out. The account will remain open. Their contributions will still be made, matched by their employer or whatever their arrangement is. And the account won't go away, no matter how much they take out of it. So that's important to know.
So, Charles, how cool was that yesterday? Had a guy came in to our office. No, he didn't make an appointment or anything. And fortunately, you had was able to meet with him. But he just heard us on the radio.
That's right.
And he came in and said, I'd like to talk to you guys. I'd like to have some help on this.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That was
real cool. So we appreciate you all that's listening out there and respond and call or come in. We appreciate it a lot.
Yeah.
No, that's sure awesome. Do. That's really cool. I'm glad to hear it. So, because you guys are, you know, a local source of information for people. Because, you know, whether it's retirement or, you know, any of the services you offer, I mean, this is you can actually meet face-to-face instead of waiting through some, you know, phone tree, press one, press two. You know, obviously you meet with people on the phone, but you can always stop in, which is a really great reminder.
Sure.
That's right.
Right.
Yep. And make an appointment is the best sure bet. But, you know, sometimes you can squeeze people in.
That's right.
Good deal. So we also have Medicare 101s coming up, right?
That's right. We actually have two now. We have Wednesday, February the 1st at Dickey's Barbecue. They're right there in Independence at 11:30 and 5:30. Call, get on our calendar, reserve a spot, and it does fill up or can fill up. There's limited seating. So get your place there. This is for anybody that's new to Medicare, trying to understand Medicare. Have somebody they're trying to help on Medicare. We also have one here in Coffeyville with Jason Owens at Gigi's, used to be Lanning's, mm-hmm. right here in Coffeyville at 11:30 on Wednesday, February the 1st.
Oh, that's great. So that's great.
I would just invite our audience to attend. And if you're coming up on age 65 or you've been on disability for going on 25 months and you're going to be new to Medicare, you're trying to understand it, we're happy to have you.
That's wonderful. So if people have questions on any of this, where can they find you?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our main number is 620-331-8800. You can also sign up for our newsletter by texting your email address to 620-331-8800. We also have offices in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan.
Excellent. Well, very good, guys. Always a pleasure to have you in. Always learn something, and I look forward to Monday when we get to talk again.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
All right, absolutely. And we will be back with more here on KGGF.